Commissioner, this increase of 15%, it was going to be 42%. That's what the Rate Bureau requested. Is this a victory for your office and the homeowners of North Carolina?
Well, it is. First of all, it's 15% spread over 2 years as opposed to average 42% over 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the coastal areas where the rate request was up to 99.4%, we got that limited to less than 35% spread out over 2 years. So instead of a 99, almost 100% increase, those half a dozen coastal areas would see no more than 16%, 16.5. So, under the circumstances with the market, the hard market for homeowners insurance is definitely a win for consumers. If you recall, they wanted this to go in effect last year in August. So through the court process, it was delayed. And now the lower increase won't go into effect till June 1st of this year. And they cannot ask for another increase till June of 2027. So it is definitely a win for consumers because that almost $750 million, $777 million less than they would have had to shell out under the insurance company's proposal.
Where is the biggest increase going to be felt? Is it going to be at the coast still, Commissioner?
Yeah, still in those same coastal counties primarily. Now, it's the southeastern coast, the Outer Banks and the Northeast. They're in more of the ranging 5 to 10% range. So is the southeastern coastal counties that just in the beach areas that were hit the hardest.
And doing some reading this morning, it seems like the increase could vary by county. Maybe it's different in Wake County than it is perhaps in Orange County or Johnston County.
Well, that's true. It actually varies. They have rating areas, about 132 rating areas for the state. Sometimes it's down to zip code, but you've got some areas that'll have really a zero increase, and then others just 3 or 4 or 5%, and it varies. There's a chart. You can go to our website, ncdoi.com. A lot of the news stations have that chart online, and you can look up your particular area, and you'll be getting notices also from insurance companies as we go further along this spring.
I am curious, Commissioner, what would you say to people that are out there listening, homeowners that say, well, why do my premiums have to go up at all? Why can't they just stay the same as they are right now?
Well, the reality is insurance companies are paying out more in homeowners' claims than they're taking in premiums. Across the nation, it's averaging $1.11 paid out in claims for every $1 in premiums. Here in North Carolina, I've had some companies tell me they're paying out $1.15 for every dollar. A couple of companies have said they're paying out $1.25 to $1.30. And that's not a sustainable model. They can't stay in business. We're trying to educate the public and be selective in filing your claims. Don't file a small claim. If you can pay out of pocket, because what happens is, let's say you've got a $1,500 claim with a $1,000 deductible. You file that claim, you get a check for $500, but you're going to pay back that $500 multiple times in increased premiums over the years, because that will cause premiums to go up under the rating system the insurance industry use. So it's good to have insurance, but my advice is have the highest deductible you can afford and try to pay the smaller claims, anything under $1,000 out of pocket if at all possible, and that'll save you future increases.
Commissioner, as I let you go, how likely is it that we're going to go through this process again in June of 2027?
Well, I'm sure it's likely, Cliff, because the Rate Bureau is a governing board for the insurance company set up by the legislature, and they've already said that they will be asking for another one in 2027. So we'll be prepared.
North Carolina Insurance Commissioner Mike Causey. Mr. Commissioner, always appreciate your time, your candor, and appreciate you coming on the show all the time. Look forward to visiting again with you again soon.
Thank you, Chris.